Hi, my name's Alma Flores and I'm a student at Sam Houston State University. This podcast is an assignment for the class school librarianship LSSL 5370. The library leader I chose is Joyce Valenza. According to Eduscapes, Joyce Valenza was a school library media specialist. Joyce Valenza was also the teacher slash librarian at Springfield Township High School since 1998. 9 years later, in the year 2007, she received her PhD at the University of North Texas School of Library and Information Science. Joyce's last semester at Springfield Township High School was in the fall semester of 2013. She left to work at Rutgers University of Communication and Information. Not only is she a teacher, librarian, professor, but Joyce is also a writer. She is a prolific education and technology writer. Eduscapes also mentions that she was the Tech Life at School columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer and has also authored columns for Media and Methods in Electronic Learning. She has written articles for journals such as Information Today, Classroom Connect, Learning and Leading with Technology, Educational Leadership, and Knowledge Quest. And that's not all. She has also written several books and book chapters, including Power Tools, written in 1998, Power Research Tools in 2003, and Power Tools Revisited, written in 2004. One of the articles that Joyce wrote that really caught my attention is called 14 Ways K-12 Librarians Can Teach Social Media. Joyce starts her article in a very positive note. She says that this is a perfect time to be a teacher slash librarian because we are not limited to how we can display information, and we can offer new ways to differentiate instruction. The possibilities are endless now that we live in a, and I quote, a networked world, end of quote, where we share all sorts of information. In her article, she says that we should be sharing at least 14 retooled learning strategies, as she calls them, with classroom teachers and students. The first subtitle of her article or strategy is called New Fun with Intellectual Property. She explains about how Creative Commons and fair use work. As teachers, we are allowed to use different types of material for our lessons, even if they are copyrighted. The second strategy is called Documentation Doesn't Have to Be a Miserable Task. There are a lot of tools out there that we can use and teach our kids to use as well. As she continues through the article, she explains the different ways we can use technology to make our lives easier. This article describes what Joyce is all about, and that's technology and how to make it easier on ourselves. According to Joyce Valenza's homepage, this is the way they describe what she does. And I quote, Joyce Valenza uses a dazzling array of technologies and strategies to improve the education of all students in her school, end of quote. She is truly an inspiration and someone to admire. According to her blog, Joyce is an assistant professor in the MI program at Rutgers University. She was also awarded an AASL Highsmith Research Grant. Her Twitter chat and her blog have been honored with EduBlog Awards. Her virtual library won the IASL School Library Web Page of the Year Award. She has also won her state's PSLA Outstanding Program in its Outstanding Contributor Awards. Lastly, her blog also mentions that she is active in ALA, AASL, ALISE, YALSA, and ISTE. Again, Joyce Valenza is an inspiration as a person, teacher, librarian, and professor. Thank you for listening.